Fox Sports 1340 AM presents to you. WMER, Wrestling Marks of Excellence Radio, starring The Firm, J-Lo, Nephew, Corey, and Dr. D, bringing you the latest up-to-date information on professional wrestling and sports entertainment. Now, live from the Fox Sports 1340 studios in Hopewell, Virginia.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another edition of the Wrestling Marks of Excellence here on Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM and 96.9 FM. I'm your host, Glenn Thomas. Always with me is the Wizard himself, Nephew Corey. What's going on, Wizard?
Hey, what's going on?
Yo, as we tape this, we are less than 6 days away until we travel down to WrestleMania, to New Orleans, Louisiana, for WrestleMania 34. If you want to put a number on it, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, but nah, there's a lot to talk about in the wrestling world. I'm looking forward to New Orleans. And I know you probably got your bags packed and ready to go and sneakers and everything ready to match up.
Yeah, I'm ready. Yeah.
Hey, big news. Before we get into the WWE, it is WWE news, but before we get into the WWE main, those who are currently on the roster, there's a lot of rumors. WWE comes out last week and say they've been in talks with Hulk Hogan, and they're not denying it. And, you know, I want to start off with you, Wizard. Is it time for Hulk Hogan to come back to WWE?
I mean, if they see any kind of – I'll put it this way. As socially conscious as WWE is being with this, which I commend them for, if they see a way to make money out of this, bring a Hulk Hogan back, they'll do it. So, I mean, I understand what he did. It was messed up. But, I mean, at the end of the day – that's their decision. If they bring him back, there's always going to be a place for him. So I it doesn't really matter to me if they bring him back. But I know it matters to a lot of people, so I'm not going to discount that. So I think they can bring him back. I think it's okay.
That's true. I mean, I think you bring him back. The guy made a mistake, not like he said it in public. He was in his own home. How many of us have said a lot of things in our own home that we were not supposed to say? You know, things that we would say that we wouldn't say in public. His was caught out there. And, you know, he is – at one point you have to forgive a person. I think you forgive a person for what they did. WWE is all about forgiveness. They've forgiven a lot of people for things that they've done and brought them back. And we as society is a forgiving society. So forgive Hulk Hogan, let him come back. Don't we ever forget. But if there was a better place to bring him back, why not bring him back at WrestleMania – the place of the Silver Dome, I mean Superdome, brother, you know, and let him do what he need to do. But also, I thought about this from the standpoint: if Hulk Hogan comes back, Daniel Bryan fully wrestles, why not allow Hulk Hogan be the new general manager of SmackDown? You can find a place for him somewhere, or you can just give him a one off and put him back to where he needs to be at. You know, it's not, and I don't want to. And I say this, and those listening out to me, go ahead if you want to complain. It's not like it's Chris Benoit, in my opinion.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
I just – and some people want a Chris Benoit, though, and they want to erase him from history for that. You can't erase the guy from history. There's some people that you can probably blimp out, but you can't take Hulk Hogan away from the WWE without telling the WWE story.
Yeah, and it's still bad what he did, but...
It is bad. I'm not negating what he did. It's bad. Right. He told us, you know, and if you don't know what he said, go look it up. I'm not going to repeat it here. But it's still bad. Yes, it's bad. You know, from sleeping with somebody else's wife to the conversation that him and the lady had about her daughter, his daughter, and African-American players and all that other stuff. Yeah, it's still
not,
bad.
Yeah, it's not
But it's not to the point where you can erase him.
Yeah.
Erasing them out of history.
Exactly.
You know.
I agree.
It's not that bad. Bring the guy back and let him do what he needs to do. But nonetheless, moving away from Hulk Hogan, we had a Monday Night Raw, a very good Monday Night Raw nonetheless. We saw Brock Lesnar. We saw Roman Reigns. Brock still getting the one-up on Roman Reigns. Roman Reigns, is, if you don't know, is reinstated back into the WWE. And so Brock got a one-up on Roman Reigns this week. I want to talk about Ronda Rousey. I know we've talked about her for the last couple of weeks. You know, a lot of things going on about Ronda Rousey. They don't like her talking in the ring, to how she looks sloppy in the ring with some of her moves that she's doing. You know, you've been watching wrestling for a long time. I've been watching wrestling for a long time. Your thoughts on Ronda Rousey and what you think we'll see here in about 10 days?
I think this match is perfect for all the parties involved. For Triple H, it's pretty much a night off in the sense of it's a tag match. Tag matches are made for everybody to work less. With the condition Kurt's in, Kurt can still go, but he's been in all tag matches for a reason because it's lighter on all the participants. So, you know, with Kurt, it's gonna be easier, but Kurt and Triple H are going to carry the workload. Stephanie is just there, you know, as a character, and you know it's gonna be easier on her. She doesn't have to work a full match, and you know, with Ronda, she's not gonna be in the ring with somebody who you weren't gonna do a one-on-one with Ronda anyway for the most part, because unless it was with Stephanie McMahon, because any other woman on the roster right now would wrestle circles around her. I don't care who it is. Any woman currently on the WWE roster would wrestle circles. It's not going to be like that probably 6 months from now. She'll be much better, and she's going to adapt a lot quicker than anybody probably. But she's going to you'll see flashes of her struggling. That's going to be that's just the way it is. She's going to struggle in there, and it's going to be spotty, you know, parts that she's going to look bad. But it's her first match for real. Like, you gotta have some patience. So all in all, this match works out well for all the parties involved. Like I said, because it's a tag match, it's easier on everybody, and it's for the entertainment. It's for the photo ops. That's what it's for. So let it serve its purpose.
You know, I'm glad you said the last part. You said the last sentence was the ultimate truth. It is entertainment. It will be for the entertainment. It will be for ESPN. It will be for the Bleacher Report. It will be for Fox 1340 AM and 96.9 FM to talk about it. It will be for the entertainment people, ESPN, to talk about it. Ronda Rousey in the ring. I disagree on this point. I think she won't have the bloopers that she has. You know, the clotheslines will be a little bit sharper. I think the timing will be impeccable. I think her timing will be good. I think they will cover her because I think we all know it's scripted. So let's be honest. Right. If little kids listening, sorry, it's scripted just like a movie. I think they worked out what she can do and what she can't do by the time the match happens.
I agree.
That anything that she couldn't do is already thrown out.
Yeah. I do think Ronda wins it with an armbar. That's honestly where I think this match ends. She wins it with an armbar.
See, I was going to go wait till next week, but I think we get a double ankle lock.
You know what? I think you're right. I think we get both in the sense of we'll get the ankle lock from Kurt, but I think her signature is the armbar. I think we're going to get the armbar from her.
But she didn't. Isn't that Becky Lynch? And I know Ronda is the master of the armbar. Ronda is the master of the armbar. But then you have Becky Lynch on the other end. And I know it's going to probably be a little different variation of it, but it's kind of – I'd rather her not do the armbar because she did it so much in the UFC. I'd rather see a different type of submission from Ronda, which will have people talking.
Okay. Fair enough.
Because think about it. Armbar, yeah, that's Ronda Rousey. She's going to do the armbar. Everybody expects the armbar. Let's see her do something. I would even be happy if she did the ankle lock. I'd be happy if she did the STF. And if she didn't do a submission at all, that would be great.
Oh, that's interesting.
You know? So we do expect, I mean, most people expect a submission. And, you know, it'd be like Daniel. At least if she could have different arsenals or different things in her toolbox, it would be great. Coming to first match out, I mean, I probably agree with you. She probably will win an armbar, but I just think it's gimmick infringement.
Okay, fair enough. No, fair enough.
Yeah. And let's get to the person I always want to get to. First of all, congratulations to The Miz and Maurice for having their baby girl this week.
Oh, yeah,
congratulations.
Yeah, yeah.
Congratulations to them. a beautiful family. Beautiful family is beautiful for them to do that. The Miz is, as you don't know by now, Miz is one of the hardest working men in wrestling. Not only in wrestling, but he's hardest one of the working men in entertainment. MTV show, Marine Six, USA reality show, Total Divas, Fly to Monday Night Raw, does Raw, Wife Have Birth to a Baby. Nonetheless, The Miz on TV. The Miz TV segments are great. The Miz is a bona fide superstar in the WWE.
Yes,
he is. You look forward to The Miz segments. Even with this IC title coming up with him and Finn Balor, I know a lot of people say, well, The Miz is going to drop the title. I don't think The Miz will lose the IC title. And I understand.
You know, Go ahead.
I understand that people say, oh, he might want to go spend time with the wife. And I was, before the baby came early, I would have said, you know what? The Miz is going to lose the IC title. He'll go spend time with Maurice. The baby came early. He's spending time now. Keep the IC title on him.
That's interesting. I know it's just so funny. We're just in the mode of talking about it. So we're delving into next week's show already.
I know we're delving into next week's show. Yeah.
I that crossed my mind after the announcement of the baby being born came out. I said, oh, they may end up keeping it on Miz. But something tells me he ends up going out. I'll save that for next week.
Right, that's no problem. We'll save it for next week. And then we go to the other big point of Raw. Point of Monday Night Raw closing out. John Cena taking on Kane. No DQ match. John Cena gets the win. And then go ahead and mimic The Undertaker several times in the match and calls him out. I mean, to the point he rolls his eyes, cut his hand across the throat. I think this storyline, I mentioned it last week, I think it's great. I think how John Cena and The Undertaker are older guys. They've been in the business for a while. They have a lot of WrestleManias underneath their belt, but they're not overshadowing this card with Undertaker WrestleMania. John Cena WrestleMania.
Yeah.
They are letting it play along, and if it happens, that's fine, but it's not overshadowing any other match on the card. This card is stacked. In any one of these matches, I look at it, majority of these matches that have been announced right now, some of them could be the main event of other WrestleManias. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, I'll put it this way, including this John Cena Taker match, there's at least four matches on the card that could main event this WrestleMania.
Yeah.
I mean, realistically, Ronda and Kurt versus The Authority could main event WrestleMania. It could, for the entertainment value of it. Because I know people are probably listening and saying, what in the world is he talking about? But for the entertainment of it, for the exposure it gives, that could main event WrestleMania. Brock and Roman could. Shinsuke and AJ could. Cena and Taker. There's legitimately four, you know, in the purest sense of the term, main event. There's four main events on this card. Right there.
It definitely is.
And actually, no, there's another one. With the way they've gone the last 2 or 3 years, Charlotte and Asuka could main event too.
True. It could.
And you know what? I like how that match, if we could talk about that for a second, I like how this match is being built because they are building it as Streak versus Titan.
I noticed they started saying that this week or maybe last week. Streak versus title, very good move by WWE. They putting a lot of emphasis on this women's match. I will be shocked. I mean, I know they won't do it this year because I doubt they would do it this year. This may be the co-main event.
It could be. Actually, you know what? That match could go on next to last, and I would have no problem with it. It could. You know what? In a perfect world, it's not going to happen this way probably. In a perfect world, I would love Charlotte and Asuka and AJ and Shinsuke to be the last two matches.
Yeah,
I really would, but they can't. it's still WrestleMania. They can't go that route.
Honestly, and I mentioned it last week, the AJ and Shinsuke are on the wrong brand. If they was on the Raw brand, that would be the main event.
Yeah, that'd be I can agree with that.
But they on the SmackDown brand, not happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's gonna end up. What's crazy? That's probably gonna end up being the match in the middle. Right in the middle of WrestleMania, that's gonna end up being the WWE Championship will end up being in the middle, because I think they go. I think they go Cena, Taker, and then Brock and Roman. That's honestly where I think they go.
Yeah.
That's honestly where I think they go. And with Ronda and Kurt versus the Authority behind that, I think that's your last three matches. Are those three?
I think you're right on that. I was looking at the card, and it may change for next week, but I think first match of the actual WrestleMania card is Daniel Bryan, Shane McMahon versus Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn.
You know what? You might be right about that. You might be right about that. The Intercontinental Championship could open it up too.
It could. I think we get both. Not both. And I mentioned last week, don't want to contradict myself from last week. We'll get the Women's Battle Royal on the main show. The Men's Battle Royal will be on the pre-show.
Yeah, the men's Battle Royal and the Cruiserweight will probably be on the pre-show.
I still up in the air on the Cruiserweight.
I personally, you know what, though? I wouldn't mind the Cruiserweights actually making the card.
I can see Sheamus and because it's Braun Strowman. It won't be on the pre-show.
Nope.
Because it's Braun.
Yep.
No,
and they're not gonna make the injustice of putting the Usos on the pre-show, like you said.
No, they won't do that. And will they put Randy Orton, Bobby Roode, Jinder Mahal, and Rusev?
Here's the thing about that. I think Randy alone puts that on the main show, because I thought about that. I said, that match really is pre-show material, but Randy alone makes that show on the main card. And Rusev, too.
Rusev Day.
That's the only thing. It seems like WWE, for some reason, doesn't like that Rusev got over on his own. So, I feel as a thing where they're not gonna stop, which is why they put him in the match. They're not going to shy away from it, but I could see that being on the pre-show just to make sure Rusev doesn't get exposure on the main card. I could see that.
Yeah. It could happen. I mean, we have 13 matches right now. It's 13 matches on the WrestleMania card. 13 matches.
And that's before Cena and Taker is announced. Cena and Taker ain't even been announced yet.
That's before Cena and Taker has been announced yet. A lot of people are debating that Cena Taker won't get announced, and I told them there's no way in the world they're doing all this for them not to wrestle at WrestleMania.
Well, I think maybe you're taking that out of context, and I think maybe when you heard that, because I thought the same thing. Here's the thing, and maybe with me saying that, you might understand it a little better. Cena and Taker may end up not getting announced, but it ends up happening at WrestleMania just to keep the build-up. I'll put it this way. There's enough, and that's crazy to say this, there's enough to sell WrestleMania right now without booking Cena and Taker as a focal point to sell the pay-per-view.
There's enough there
right now.
Pay-per-view's already sold, I believe. To add more people to the network, to add more network value to it, Cena and Taker could be added. And I think I started the segment off mentioning that you don't want Cena and Taker to take away from the AJ Styles, Nakamura, or take away from your Charlotte and Oscar or your Brock and Roman. So you allow this to play. You allow this to play out, because think about it, and then you don't give the media. Well, that goes to your point. You don't give the media enough time to overshadow. You don't let the media give enough time to overshadow with Undertaker and Cena, because you're talking about everything else.
I think it gives the element of surprise. I think you go without booking. That'd be great, actually. You go without booking Cena and Taker, and then it ends up happening at the pay-per-view.
Well, Cena's sitting in the front row. You hit a dong, then he finally comes out.
Yeah, or Cena just jumps in and says he's tired of it. He knows he's here or something along the line. Yeah, something like that. I just feel like there's enough where they didn't have to rely on Cena to sell WrestleMania. So they can easily go the route of not selling it with Taker or Cena. The card's stacked, just like you said. The card is stacked.
It is stacked, but you know, I've always said this, and I think WrestleMania's at the point now it sells itself. It's like the Super Bowl.
Yep.
Regardless of who's there, it's going to sell.
Yep. Absolutely agree.
And anyone who disagrees with me, you probably bought your ticket before you even knew who was on the card.
Oh yeah, and that's the thing. I do it every year.
Do it every year.
You don't even.
And they can give us a. Yeah, they can give us a booty card. We already got his money. You know.
Yeah, I'm already gonna go. Just look at Atlanta. That's a terrible card.
I thought Atlanta wasn't as bad as people thought it was.
Well, I'll put it this way. Let me amend my statement because I'm there with you. Atlanta was good in person. Watching 27 back, it wasn't that good. I mean, other than Taker and Triple H, that was really it. I mean, Cena and Miz wasn't bad, but I just feel like what sucks is WWE forced the Rock issue on that WrestleMania. It was like they sacrificed their championship match to build up Rock and the next year's WrestleMania main event.
I do give you that much. They had a little bit too much Rock. It was the Rock's return.
Yeah, pretty
much. It was built as the Rock's return, and then everything else was a...
Yeah, there were good quality matches on there, and they were WrestleMania-worthy matches. But I think just, unfortunately, the talent pool they kind of had at that time didn't. I mean, because I remember sitting there, Edge and Del Rio going on first was really weird. That was really weird to see that match go on first, and then you knew the rest of the card. You were like, "This is first? Like,
right, and
okay.
Knowing Del Rio was over at that time, being one of the biggest heels in the company, to the point where I think Champ Priest said it. I said it. Like, man, WWE should need to start marketing these scarves because we saw a lot of Latino people and regular people wearing scarves wanting to be Alberto Del Rio.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was Alberto was at a different level at WrestleMania 27, especially coming off of 26 where they had a good card. 26 card was good. And, we was there in Arizona coming off 26 card was good. Now, the Hall of Fame, to my opinion, it was the worst, one of the worst Hall of Fames ever.
That probably was the worst Hall of Fame I've ever been to. That was really bad. I was about to say the same thing. That doesn't take anything from Ted DiBiase. But Ted DiBiase was the main event of that, and it was just like I feel like they left him on an island all on his own because he was deserving of being a main event. But I feel as though there should have been somebody else there with him.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I think they just honestly didn't have anybody. I don't think they had anybody.
Yeah, you had really a lot of older people. A lot of older people was on that card. It was on that Hall of Fame. A couple people that was dead.
Yeah, I mean, Shawn, Taker were on that card, so you couldn't put either one of them in.
Yeah,
The next year Shawn was going in. Period. And then at 28, they kind of lucked out. I mean, that sucks to say it that way, but they lucked out that Edge had to retire because they had a main eventer right there. I don't know who else. I'm trying to remember who else went in that year, but it wasn't anybody, on the caliber of Edge, to main event it. So, yeah.
No.
So, You know, it was interesting.
It was definitely interesting. I know we came all around the barn, but WWE Cena Taker, I think, will be announced Monday night. If it's not, then it'd be a great surprise to have it happen at WrestleMania. You won't, and somebody may say, well, how about the Hall of Fame? I don't think they would ever do a storyline at the Hall of Fame because it was too sacred of a night.
No, yeah, absolutely. I was going to say that same thing. You can't. Yeah, you can't. Hall of Fame, and you know, and it's interesting. There's certain people, just because of their characters or where their position is, there's certain people they don't even have at the Hall of Fame, you know?
Right.
Like, I think, if I'm not mistaken, I looked at the access schedule, and Kevin Owens is signing during the Hall of Fame. You know what I'm saying? Like, I like how they do that, too. So.
Yeah. You got to keep the Hall of Fame on what it is. You'll never see Taker sitting in the front row of the Hall of Fame. You know, I can't remember ever seeing Kane at the Hall of Fame sitting out there from all the years watching it.
I can't remember either. He may have been, but I can't. Yeah.
There's just some people that you're not going to have there. I don't remember Brock ever being at the Hall of Fame.
He wasn't.
You know, so there's some characters that the WWE will save and keep out there, not necessarily dealing with the Hall of Fame. You know, we talked about Raw, SmackDown this week. SmackDown, we saw the match was officially announced, as we mentioned earlier. Daniel Bryan, Shane McMahon taking on Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens. If Daniel Bryan and Shane McMahon win, Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn remain fired. If Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens win, they get their jobs back on SmackDown. Stipulations to the match.
Hmm.
And then we saw.
I was just thinking because I don't want to think about that match, because I honestly want to see where that goes. That's a match, and it's so cliche, but that match really could go either way. It really could. There's so many possibilities of where you could go with that match. So
yeah, I got to put my fantasy booking on it. I'm going to give my real quick fantasy booking as we take this show on this one, and it may change. Fantasy booking is that Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn lose. Daniel Bryan gets the W, gets the win. Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens are fired from SmackDown. They get their services on Raw, and then when they have the draft, they get drafted back to SmackDown.
That's pretty good, actually. The only thing is, I think the shakeup, I got to see when the shakeup. Yeah, I think the shakeup's the next month. That could go that. You know what? I think that could go that, where they're on Raw for a month. What's a month? You know, that's expendable.
That's true. Give Daniel Bryan some time to get his feet wet without them, get the pop, and then they come back. I don't think we get a heel Daniel Bryan before his
I don't think so either. I thought about that, and I don't think so either.
Yeah, before his speech, I would have told anybody we'd probably get a heel Daniel Bryan. He'll turn on Shane McMahon. But after his speech in the new Yes shirts with, you know, dreams do come true, all that on there, there's no way in the world he turns heel. Not right now.
Right.
He'll lose too much money. I'm sorry. He says not turn heel right now. You know, he stays face right now. And we don't even know Shane McMahon's status. So as of right now, Shane may be at WrestleMania, he may not. The ticklitis is what they said he had. He checked himself out of the hospital, and allegedly right now should be good for WrestleMania, but you never know.
Yeah, that's going to be real interesting.
Real touch and go there. We also mentioned earlier that Rusev has made his way into the U.S. title picture by getting a pin on the U.S. champ, Randy Orton. And I love how they played that with him and Jinder. Jinder said, well, yeah, I'll invite you to my party, blah, 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 Rusev. I'm going to ask Daniel Bryan to be in the match. And there lies Rusev is in the match. WWE is very creative on how to get everybody on the card.
yeah.
This WrestleMania. Very creative how to get everyone on the card, because you have a lot of people on the roster that needs to be in a spot. Match also announced the Usos taking on New Day, taking on the Bludgeon Brothers. Another triple threat match. And so there is great right now for wrestling, 13 matches at WrestleMania. I don't care. We're in the AC this year, not sitting outside in 90-degree weather waiting for 5 hours. I don't care how long WrestleMania takes.
Yeah, that is a benefit. But it was kind of hectic getting in there. From what I remember at 30, it was kind of, we have to make sure we're there. You know me, I usually try to get there.
I have no worry about that. I have no worries about that. You just tell me where I need to be at.
I don't like that just showing up, and I want to comfortably get in. I don't want to be having to scramble to try to get to my seat. I just like sitting down and relaxing.
And chilling and get my chicken fingers and french fries and chill.
Well, I don't know, man. Food's pretty good in the Superdome, man. So.
Well, I didn't say chicken fingers because I haven't eaten well. That's a whole different conversation for a different podcast. But yeah, great week of wrestling here. Moving into, as we call, WrestleMania week, per se.
Yep.
Excited about it. Very excited about it. Excited to get in town. See all the wrestling fans. A big part of WrestleMania week is talking to the fans from all over the world. So, if you see us, hey, hit us up. Wrestling Marks of Excellence. Say hey to us. Say hi. We'd love to get involved with a wrestling conversation with you. Not debating wrestling, just wrestling conversation.
Right.
Because we all fans at heart. You have your opinion. I have my opinion. But at the end of the day, we want to go watch a show, and we understand what it is. We want to have fun and enjoy wrestling like wrestling fans do, you know. And that's what WrestleMania is all about. Enjoy. I hope you're enjoying the podcast. Let us know. Give us some feedback. Hit us up on our social media. You can find me at GFather725. Was it? Where they can hit you up at?
Hey, my kicks are my six.
Hey, you know, that's the end of the show for tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Wizard, hey, take us home.
Hey, if you're not confirmed, consider yourself denied.
End of story, ladies and gentlemen. Good night. Shout out to Dr. D. Good night.